Thanks to geology and history, North Carolina is playing a big role in the development of a U.S. supply chain for lithium. It's needed for batteries to power the growing number of electric vehicles, mobile phones, and laptops. Charlotte-based Albemarle Corporation wants to lead the change. WFAE climate reporter David Borax has more.
Besides its headquarters in Charlotte, Albemarle has key operations in Kings Mountain, about 30 miles west of Charlotte. They include a lithium processing plant, a research center, and an old open-pit lithium mine that closed 3 decades ago, which Albemarle wants to reopen.
We've got a growing lithium ecosystem in Charlotte.
Ellen Lenny Passagno is Albemarle's vice president for external affairs. During a media tour of the Kings Mountain site this week, she described the company's growth.
In the Charlotte and the Kings Mountain region, we're about 1,100 employees, up 85% over the last several years. So when you think about economic impact, it's significant.
Albemarle says it could add another 700 employees across the region over the next decade as it expands. The new lithium boom is actually a return to the past. For decades, the region's mines supplied lithium for industrial lubricants, as an additive to strengthen glass and ceramics, and for medicines to treat depression and bipolar disorder. These mines were the world's primary source of the element until cheaper sources were found in Australia and South America. Instead of extracting lithium from hard rock formations, it could be refined more easily from salt water, called brine extraction, says retired high school science teacher Cindy Estridge, who leads public tours of the mine site.
It was a lot less expensive to get lithium from brine sources. The resource was always here, the demand was just not, so mining stopped.
But now that prices for lithium are higher and demand is skyrocketing, it makes sense for Albemarle to reopen the mine. The company is at the tip of a wave of battery-related investments nationwide over the past few years, spurred on by Biden administration policies and new federal climate and infrastructure funding, including the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talked about the trend last week at Livent, the state's other lithium processing plant in Gaston County.
In just the first year after the passage of the IRA, companies announced plans to build 83 clean energy manufacturing facilities across the country. And we're seeing the emergence of a battery belt across the Midwest and South.
Albemarle is investing heavily in the Carolinas. Besides the mine, plans include a $200 million research center in Charlotte's University Research Park, a $400 million expansion of the Kings Mountain processing plant, and a new $1.3 billion Megaflex processing plant in Chester County, South Carolina. It will have the flexibility to produce different kinds of lithium, says Lenny Passagno, and
even more important is the flex refers to the ability to recycle. Because eventually what you want to do is to make sure you are truly capturing the value of that mineral that has been extracted by using it again and again and again.
All these projects have caught the attention of federal officials. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm picked Albemarle's Kings Mountain site as one of the first stops on a Southern Energy and Transportation tour this summer.
Our goal is to be able to have a full supply chain here. We know that China has had as a strategic goal to bigfoot, whether it's battery technology or solar panel technology, and we want to get it back.
Albemarle's growth is fueled in part by federal grants. The Kings Mountain processing plant expansion will get $150 million from the U.S. Department of Energy through the bipartisan infrastructure law. And the mine reopening project got a $90 million critical minerals grant from the U.S. Department of Defense through the Inflation Reduction Act. Those grants and Albemarle's growth are part of a calculated bet on the electric vehicle market. EV sales in the U.S. were up 50% in the third quarter compared with a year ago. As Treasury Secretary Yellen said last week, consumer incentives in the IRA should boost growth at companies like Albemarle.
As demand for EVs increases, manufacturers of battery components, for example, will see even more reason to increase manufacturing capacity to meet it.
North Carolina and Albemarle are at the center of the lithium boom because this is one of the few places in the country with a rich supply of spodumene, a mineral that contains lithium. A geological formation known as the Carolina Tin Spodumene Belt runs a mile wide from Lincolnton south through Gaston County to Kings Mountain. Another company, Piedmont Lithium, is seeking permits for a new mine in northern Gaston County. And as Albemarle gets ready to reopen the old mine off I-85, it's promoting the region's lithium mining history. Here's Estridge, the retired science teacher.
This mine originally opened in the late 1930s, and it was actually a part of the Manhattan Project. We provided the lithium-6 for the first hydrogen bomb, which is a really neat piece of history.
Albemarle still needs a state mining permit, but officials said this week they hope to start draining water from the 168-foot deep lake that now fills the old pit in the coming months. The mine could reopen by late 2026. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Kings Mountain.
This story comes from WFAE's Climate Newsletter, published Thursdays. Sign up at wfae.org/newsletters. Climate coverage is made possible with support from Chicory Wealth and grants from the Salamander and One Earth Funds.